I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Preconception checkups can treat and sometimes prevent health problems that may affect pregnancy and the health of the baby. Dr. Rebecca Wineland is here to talk about when and why these medical appointments might be especially important. Dr. Wineland is an associate professor of maternal-fetal medicine, and she's an obstetrician specializing in treating high-risk pregnancies at MUSC. Dr. Wineland, tell us more about preconception checkups and why they might be helpful for many women prior to pregnancy.
Yeah, Bobby, the goal of a preconception visit is to help a patient prepare for a healthy pregnancy by optimizing your health before you conceive. If you're of any reproductive age, it's a good idea to talk with your OBGYN about pregnancy planning, even if you're not currently trying to get pregnant.
And when is a preconception visit recommended with a maternal-fetal medicine specialist?
If you're at a higher risk for pregnancy complications, your OBGYN will likely refer you to a maternal-fetal specialist. And this specialist will provide personalized counseling to help you understand any potential risks to you or your baby in pregnancy, suggest adjustments to your current treatments, and work closely with other specialists to support the best possible outcome.
And under what circumstances might these kinds of specialized medical checkups be especially important?
Any patient with a significant pregnancy complication in the past. Other women may have just complex medical history, like a prior organ transplant, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, or some women who are on multiple medications and they need to be optimized prior to pregnancy.
Give us some examples of what interventions or plans might be developed to address or manage pre-existing conditions prior to pregnancy.
So diabetes is a great example of how preconception care can make a huge difference, both for the mother and the baby. Blood sugar control at the time of conception plays a very key role in the baby's development, and poorly controlled diabetes can increase the risk of birth defects. So working to reach healthy blood sugar levels before pregnancy is a very important step towards a safe and healthy outcome.
And might a team of physicians get involved in this scenario?
A team approach is so important, especially for diabetes, for maternal-fetal medicine and endocrinology to be involved for the patient and optimize their goals of care, preconception and during pregnancy. Another team approach is congenital heart disease in women that are planning pregnancy, congenital heart abnormalities such as tetralogy of Fallot also need a collaborative approach with both maternal-fetal medicine and adult congenital cardiology.
And what sorts of lifestyle changes might you typically include in these preconception visits?
Our recommendations is that all women planning to get pregnant are on a folic acid supplementation, usually about 400 to 800 micrograms per day. Additionally, having a healthy weight, increasing physical activity, decreasing smoking or any other substance abuse is integral to having a healthy pregnancy.
Dr. Wineland, thanks for this information about preconception checkups.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.